Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jim and Jim.
Yeah. Ooh,
ooh, ooh. Breaking
we
up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Well, good evening out there. It is Telly Tuesday. And how's everybody doing? Are we pulling through this? Keeping our balance? Keeping our sanity? Moving forward no matter what? During this time of COVID-19, we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. We're going to be talking about taking care or self-care during COVID-19 Part 2. You know, last week she started us off. She'll be back again. You know, environment plays a very, very special part. You know, when you bow to a mirror, the mirror image bows back. People who respect others are respected by others in turn. Those who are unfitting in their compassion and concern for others are the protected and supported by others. You know, our environment is essentially a reflection of ourselves. So when you're in a situation and you're looking out through your lens and you're trying to figure it out, you know, to check it out, just go back and look in the mirror. Before we have Miss Stephanie Haynes come on with us, I'll just give you a little bit of music, and Stephanie's going to have us moving forward with that self-care. Get your pens and pencils out, because you know she knows how to bring it to you. Relax and welcome in.
Thank you.
right. Don't give up. Don't ever give up, no matter what. You keep on pushing out there. Be fearless with your life, the things that you do. Stand up and speak out. As John Lewis said, get in some good trouble, but don't be rollover James out there. We got Miss Devin Haynes on the line with us, who's going to tell us how to take care of ourselves so that we can continue to stand, be fearless, and get through this. Stephanie, good evening. Are you with us this evening?
Yes, good evening, Miss Linda, and listeners, how are you this evening?
I'm great, and I hear it in your voice. You're great also. You've had a busy day, and I'm going to put this appreciation out there ahead of time, because once you get started, I don't like to interrupt you. We appreciate you for taking out the time to care and share with us.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on as well.
Thank you.
Yes. So I want to start this evening with a quote. It's, we cannot see our reflections in running water. It's only in still water that we can see. And with that being said, is sometimes we have to just sit and be still and listen. You know, the body heals when we are sleeping. And if our sleeping is off, we are opening our bodies up for imbalance to come in, illness to form, and our immune system will be getting weakened. So prioritizing sleep is helping your mood and your immune system, and it is counting on it. So when it comes to taking care of your health and well-being, sleep is pretty much always part of the answer. Getting enough good quality sleep keeps your immune system running at its best to fight off infections, like one caused by the new coronavirus. There are parts of the body the immune system responds that happens only during sleep. So scientists said, non-sleep is also one of the top ways we can help keep stress in check. Mm-hmm. So being sleep deprived, can make us more sensitive to the effects of stress, ramping up our reaction or overreacting, and finally, the brain needs sleep to function. So without it, you'll be less patient and focused, more poor decisions, and be more moody, you're irritable and emotional. So when you don't get enough sleep, you become more moody, you're irritable, and you're emotional, and you're making bad decisions because you're not really thinking, right? You're not 100%. So last week, we talked about some of the ways for self-care during this pandemic because, you know, everybody's either overworked for those who are not working and sheltered in, or a lot of folks have locked jobs, and some of the other duties now are put on other coworkers because now the workload has gotten heavy. So the most important thing is to work it out. Spend a lot of time at home does not mean you get to be a couch potato, right? Mm-hmm. So because we do get overstressed. So staying active not only helps your body healthy physically, it keeps your risk of chronic health issues down and lowering your chances of acute illnesses like the COVID-19 virus. It's also helped your mood and well-being. Exercise releases your endorphins. That's the good hormones, the feel-good ones, that sharpen your focus, and the aid for sleep. That staying physically active also lessens the risk of mood disorder, boosts energy, and improve your mood overall. So talk about a one to punch against them mid-afternoon. So, you know, most times for those who eat, you know, lunch around 12, 1 o'clock, and if you eat a big lunch, you know, for some people that's the biggest meal of the day, you get kind of lethargic, right?
True.
But when you exercise, it releases those endorphins. So, as I stated last week, I used to, and sometimes I kind of still do, if I have the time, it all depends on my schedule. I will take 30 minutes and eat my lunch and then take the other 30 minutes to walk, you know, to kind of, so when I get back to work, I have energy opposed to, you know, nodding at the computer. You know, because you're getting lethargic. And then it all depends on what you eat as well. All right. So we talked about different steps and different ways. And I think I got up to number 10. It actually was like there's 53 self-care ways during this pandemic to take care of yourself. All right. And so I'm going to go on to number 11. And did you have any questions from last week, Ms. Linda?
Not really. I just had when we were speaking of the mood change and the environment and things of that nature. I had a few persons will call in and say, "Well, when you find that different feeling, as I mentioned in yesterday's show, you know, when things are feeling a little bit funny to you and you kind of like." You know, the stuff is getting a lot out of balance. It's time to make a call, you know, either call NAMI, as you know, I believe in NAMI, and also the hotline for substance abuse, because during this time, people are indulging more, you know, more wine, more alcoholic beverages, whatever their choice is. They're indulging in it. But if you're not moving around like you say, exercising, being active, that will settle in on you. So I did speak with a few people and that wanted to get the NAMI number to call. You know, it's nothing to be ashamed of, as we, you know, and I know, because you're working in the field that, you know, for mental health, a couple of years back got it added into the health plan because people felt that it was something separate. No, it's very important. And now during this time, you know, persons that have mental issues before the pandemic, can you imagine what they're feeling like now? If we, sane, balanced individuals that have not had those type of issues and know about them. We all have some type of intermission, some thought. We just don't recognize it or it hasn't sprung up yet. Can you imagine what that's doing to them? So it's very important for me to put those calls out there and to try to get back to any message that I get regarding seeking out help. So that's basically what I've been doing all week, you know, after you came off of number 10 to let us know that emotional mood, stress, what breaks down the immune, you know, with everything going on, the proper eating and stuff. So that's basically, I wanted to co-sign on that because the immune breaks down everything, and then especially your psyche. Because you don't know what's going on. You feel different. You know, you find yourself saddened and getting all depressed and all, you know, out of whack, you have to pick up that phone and make that call because there's a lot going on out here.
Yes. And so now we're going to go to number 11. And number 11 is keep stress booster food on hand. You know, the food that contains, like your omega-3s, your fatty fish, which improve your mood. Avocados are packed with vitamins C and B6, which is known to help to reduce stress. Dark chocolate is an antioxidant rich, which is great for combating stress as well. And then eating bananas, oranges, you know, drinking a lot of water and eating a lot of leafy green. I say the dark green. The darker the green, the better. You know, mm-hmm. like kale. Some people think kale is kind of, you know, tough. But it all depends on how you cook it. You know? Yes. And then if you're making a salad, you massage it and kind of, you know, soften it up a little bit. And then number 12, leave stress including food is not so convenient. So food that exuberate or mess with your stress is a less than savory way, include caffeine, alcohol, refined sugar. Now, these are the foods that, you know, when you do get stressed, this is what you crave for. You crave for food that is high in sugar, caffeine, and like you said, Linda, the alcohol, you know, especially during this time. People are very stressed. So you find things that soothes you. And that's more like, you know, for those, you know, it's just not the food, it's the drugs or the alcohol. So you don't have to cut them out completely, but limit them. You know, you can eat them in moderation, but the most important thing is that don't allow it to control you. You control it.
Yes.
And that's the most important thing. Everything we do is in moderation. I'm not telling you to stop drinking, to stop smoking, you know. What I'm saying is that, you know, creating balance. Everything is about balance. You know, you want to, you know, have a healthy lifestyle, a balanced lifestyle. So find, you know, a balance, you know, if you're going to drink socially, but don't have that where the first thing you get up in the morning is a drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, midday is a drink. Before you go to bed, it's a drink. And some people just drink all day and don't eat. And that's not good. Okay?
No, it isn't.
Yeah. So number 13 is whip up a mocktail with help boosted ingredients. You know, like the smoothies?
Yes.
So they call it a mocktail. So you're not a cocktail, but a mocktail, right? So a mocktail, what it does is give your liver a break and try missing a healthy mocktail. Steer clear from sugary juices and syrup. So if you want to make a healthier choice, you're going to choose the hibiscus tea, kombucha, sparkling water, fresh fruit. You can also combine fun flavors like grapefruit or mint or green tea or oranges. Okay? So, and then, you know, or coconut water. I like to make my smoothies sometimes with coconut water. I don't use juice.
Okay.
Yeah. So number 14, go punk like Lady Gaga, right? Now everybody know who Lady Gaga is. Practice kindness and gratitude. So this is what Lady Gaga says. She practiced being kind to others and being grateful for what's going on right here in her life.
Yeah.
All right? So that's, and not only in Lady Gaga's life, in your life too. If we just practice being grateful and kindness to others right here in this moment, and with all the chaos that's going on right now, right? Sometimes practicing kindness is sometimes easier than done. Said is done, meaning that, especially if you're in an environment, living in an environment where things are kind of chaotic, right? And people don't respect you. It's kind of hard to be kind to that person. But you become a bigger person in spite of that other person's actions. You just be kind. Because more likely, that person is miserable and going through something. And he or she is just projecting their feelings onto you. So don't take it personally.
No. But basically, you know that. That's why I always tell individuals that now is the time that you step back and take a breath before you speak. Or don't say anything at all. Because everyone is going through that, like I spoke about environment. You know, when you bow to the mirror bows back to you. So you and your environment are one. So, you know, we got eyebrows, but we can't see them, okay? But we know we got them. Same thing with that person. Just like we're going through what we're going through, sometimes, you know, you have to practice the kindness, but then there are times when you have to kind of like, you know, put a little volume on that kindness and shake them up a little bit because they're really not functioning. They're like walking around in a cloud, so you have to grab them and shake them and then show them the kindness. You have to get their attention, you know, because everybody is moving around in a fog, okay? I call it a fog. And so they're not understanding, they're not really seeing. But when you speak of the kindness and gratitude, I was stating something. I always say, you know, when persons bring you pain, when you go through painful events, like they're shocking you, surprising you, or coming out showing their true selves, as we say, pain equals power. Because once you experience that pain, that's there to wake you up so you can step back and take a look. And you gain more power. You gain your power. So whenever you go through something or whenever someone's unkind or ungrateful, it can be very painful, you know, if you've been like pouring out and pouring out and pouring out. But it's also your power because you've learned lessons and you recognize it the next time it comes to you and it gives you more options to work with. So it's like you say, kindness and gratitude will win over every time. But you don't have to roll over Jane. I always sometimes people get that twisted, you know, kindness and gratitude, but don't be roll over Jane, period.
Right.
But that's a good practice.
Try to buy, or try to buy friendship either.
Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't buy friendship. You can't. You know, there's people that move with their hearts. And normally people that move with their hearts, Stephanie and you and I know, you can recognize it. You know who moves with their heart. You know who's coming with an agenda. You know it. You have that wisdom to feel it. And even though you can be like, I'm a caring person. I try to think about everybody. You know, I try to think about and include everybody. But as my wisdom grow, I pull back on that. I don't do that for everybody. I'm going to always move with my heart. But, you know, most of the time, those individuals that I don't even like to use the word impress because, you know, we don't believe in that. We not worrying about what a person thinks or not worrying about what a person says or being not yourself to try to please someone else. You can't do that. You have to go with your heart. You have to move with your heart. You have to move with love and compassion and kindness, but be your authentic you because at the end of the day, you're the only individual that you have to deal with. You have to summarize that stuff at the end. Okay?
Right.
And at the end of the day, you go out like I do a daily assessment. You know, at the end of the day, I make my little list. Okay, what did I do today? What can I do better tomorrow? What I'm not going to do tomorrow and what I'm never going to do. So you take yourself through, I call it a self-assessment test, okay? And it can be very comical. You know, when you look at their overall list and see what you've gone through, but the most exciting thing about it is you reflect back on how you handle it, and that's where the growth comes in. So when you're eating these berries and these fatty foods and avocados and putting that good food in your system, it kind of like keeps you balanced and focused so that you can self-assess yourself. Because when you're trying to self yourself, that's the hardest thing to do. You know, we good at self-assessing everybody else, right?
Right.
But take a seat and, like you say, get quiet because that moving water, let it be still and try to self-assess yourself. Now, that's when the fun comes in. And that's where the growth starts. I do a workshop series through the university, and so the workshop is on purpose, and it'll be coming up. I think the first series is Saturday. I have to double check on that. There's so much going on. But I start with why, with the who, the why, the how, and the when. On that. And the reason why, because, you know, individuals, they don't realize that. And I don't want to, you know, give it all up, but everybody, I'm standing in my purpose. No, you're not. You're on your way to it, okay? Because purpose is not anything that you're doing. It's something that you will do. And then it makes you sit back and think about it, you know, and most of the time we won't even be here to see the fruitions of our purpose. Some of us are here to see it, but most of the time it happens after you're gone. So it's kind of exciting because you have to go right back to that initial point, that is that you. And like you say, that sleep, that's so much needed when we're sleeping, how our immune systems build up and things of that nature, right? That is very important to get that sleep so that you can keep that, how can I say, sit still. When the water is flowing, it's making a lot of noise, but you have to sit still, and the water has to be still so that you can listen. And what you listen to is your body, your mind, and your spirit. That's what keeps you in balance. Would you agree with me on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in order to go with that self-care, as you always take us to, because, you know, I've called you tofu for years. You have been healthy, organic, and all of that ever since I've known you. What I used to call you, tofu. What's going on? Come on, Linda, we're going to put some tofu. I don't want that stuff. Don't be skipping, you know, but cooking. Oh, this salad has this in it. We have chickweed. You know, you've always been healthy, but you've always been focused and high energized also. And that has to do with, you know, the proper way to get your sleep. You know, to indulge in moderation. And with things changing and with the change that's happening, change is hard to deal with. I call it the new beginnings that we're going through. My first question to my students will be, how were you before the pandemic? And what have you found out about yourself now? Because, see, each and every last one of us that are still here, we've grown. We grow every second of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's because it's a good assessment tool. And it actually makes you think, okay? Because I know that the way I'm doing things now, I wouldn't have done them like that 2 years ago. You know, I'm sure I'm not by myself, but I find myself going more into the how can we put it, the holistic way. Things that I have around me are for my wellness, okay? Like foot massages and lavender lotions. Yeah, the stuff that feels good to the body, right? Because we have to keep this body going. And when the flow is going, that means that immune is working. So I'm so glad that you're sharing this with us. Now I'm going to shut up. You know better than to ask me any questions because you know I don't know how to stop. So no more questions, Ms. Haynes. Carry on.
It's all good. No. All right, so number 15 is practicing positive self-talk. You know, so, and it's something that you had mentioned already, Ms. Linda. You know, so the most important thing is, you know, the major aspect of self-care is the self.
Yes.
All right, so, of you, is how you view yourself is very important. The language you use when talking to yourself.
Mm.
You know, so appreciate the little small tasks that you can do during the day, during your, you know, at your job, that's at home, because if we begrudging what we are doing,
mm.
then you're compromising your immune system. Then that
yes.
calls for a little stress to come in, right?
Yes.
So that's important, what we say to ourselves. So what I want you to do is start practicing celebrating your daily success with positive self-talk.
It might feel a little weird,
but however, your brain will begin to soak it up.
Mm-hmm.
Then that self-care garden goodness will become to flow. It become natural.
Yes.
With yourself. Right?
Yes. Yes, I agree.
It's easy for us to be negative all the time. And you can feel the vibes of a person that's always negative.
Well, they carry a dark energy.
Yes, and you hate to see them coming, right? And so be glad to see them gone.
Yeah. Yeah, they carry a dark energy, nothing nice to say about any topic or whatever you might be speaking on. There's something, oh, you can't do that and this and that. You know, that can kind of like wear you out, you know, because, well, maybe have you ever tried it? Do you know anything about it? Or is it something you heard about? Okay, that's very important. You know, you might tell people, oh, well, you know, I like to trade. I'm a day trader. I like to play in the markets, okay? When I'm able to, I do. Oh, you can't do that because that's where the watch your money and this and that. Well, I don't have to worry about anybody telling me what to play or what not to play. I'm a broker. Sure, I know how to watch it myself. But, see, they don't know that. You know, they just coming right in. So you get to the point where, you don't even share anything with them. You don't want to share anything because you don't want to hear. You think you're sharing, perhaps maybe to uplift them, but it's always a dark cloud, a dark piece
mm-hmm.
of wind. So you don't go through that. You know, my you know, Texans, we're strange people. We're strange people. We don't stick. Every day, we didn't come from a huggy environment. We come together when need be, you know, when we come. But when you say that close, tight knit, talking on the phone every day, that's not us. Okay, so when we do sit down and have a conversation, it's so enjoyable, you know, because it doesn't happen too darn often. Because everybody's busy going north, south, east, and west, the young and the baby sets, this, the set. So when they call, you sit down and you have a nice dialogue with them because it's a pleasure. Because you know that individual is you don't, I wasn't a huggy. I didn't come from a huggy family. You remember me? 10 years ago, if you'd step up to me to hug me, I'd back up from you, wouldn't I? Because I didn't come from a huggy family. I had to learn how to hug. I had to learn how to embrace. So
You have softened up a whole lot.
I did what? I didn't hear you, Stephanie.
I said you had softened up.
Oh, totally. Oh, totally. Yeah, I had to knock down that fortress, okay, because it was like if you could get through, you was good. But the problem is you got to figure out how to get through. That's where your challenge is going to be.
Yes.
But that's good because you go through it, so that way that helps me with my young adults because I can see it in them, so I can kind of like, I don't like to use the word coaching, I can kind of like let them see that there's other options and just think about it. Because when you're dealing with young adults, you cannot dictate, you have to make them think that they are doing it all. So you don't give them direction. You let them know that there's options. So I like to use the word option. You know, we got 3 or 4 other options out here. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Let them think about it. Same thing when they're doing with young adults. It's like, okay, we want to do this. Okay, good. Do whatever you want to do. I have your back, but I'm not going to jail. So keep it legal, okay? I'm not going to jail, but whatever you want to do, and it's legal, I'm gonna be here for you. And I'll sit back in the corner and let them handle it, because that's growth. You can't do everything for them. You can't dictate. They have to learn, and they have a different way of doing things. And they can show you some ways that you had never thought about. So it's like each one teach one, we teach each other. But it is a softening process. Well, thank you, Stephanie, that you realize that. I mean, this has been years that we've known each other, but you saw the change. I'm glad it's showing. Because I could just imagine what that person was getting on the other side.
Oh, yes. But it's all good, though.
Oh, sure.
I think we all grew during that process. Yeah. And that's why we are in each other's lives, too, to help each other to see what we can't see, right?
That's true.
And you know, and that's why they say, you know, the other person is a reflection of you.
Yes.
whatever you do not like in that other person, you change it in yourself. You only can see what you experience.
And you couldn't recognize it in that person if you didn't have it in you. So what is that telling you? If you didn't have, if that person got a way that you don't like, you got that same way, because if you didn't have that way, you wouldn't recognize that their way. So that means
that's
you
true.
Got to do some adjusting too. You know, but when we talk about self-care, and I know we can go north, south, east, and west, and it seems like, but it's all in the same stew pot, because it all keeps that immune function and that balance there, and the spirituality that whatever, like I was on the show, I said, you know, whatever your spiritual being is, it could be praying, could be chanting, it could be flowing crystals in the air, it could be painting in the sand. Whatever it is at this particular time, do double duty, okay? Do double duty. But hold on to that pulls you through, you know, and it has, whatever it might be, you have to hold on to it, because that's your strengthening. That I have, you know, like different cultures, they celebrate holidays differently. So, you know, January 1st is our New Year's, right? Well, in some cultures, their New Year's, they take it all the way through January 10th, okay? Depending on the culture. So when you're in an environment with a mixture of cultures, you have to take all of that in consideration. So with holiday decorations and, you know, yes, our holiday, say for here, is you try to have your Christmas trees out the way and your bows off the wall by New Year's. But if you have a culture in your environment that takes it all the way to the tent, then you have to leave something up for them to enjoy, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because that way you're going inclusively. So, you know, I felt real proud of we kind of like took all of that in consideration, you know, with our neighbors and stuff. But the only thing is we begin to take it down, but where we set it is where we left it. Okay, because nobody wants to pack it up, but tomorrow it's done. You know, I haven't had anyone to make a statement. This been sitting here for 2 days, and it might sit there for 2 weeks. What about it? Okay. You know, I can go there, right? I can go there, but they don't understand why it was there, because we're thinking of everyone. You know, you might be done by January 1, and then, you know, the December 26th, we go in the Kwanzaa. You know, you got a lot of stuff happening. So you try to, like, blend everything together like you're doing that quilt. And when you're taking our time to do that, that's a way of staying active. When we move our minds, we're exercising our bodies. Because just be able to think. So that's a form of exercise. So it's, you know, it's just like confusing times. you times of uncertainty, you see the things that you see. I've had a lot of calls about, well, what do you think about what happened at the Capitol? I don't, you know what? I just saw something. That's all. And you should have saw it too. So now that lets you know that you must get busy. All right? You must get busy and participate. Read. They're talking about 14th Amendment, 25th Amendment, impeachment. Do you know the processes and what those things mean? Read about them. So when you're hearing it in dialogue, you just won't be hearing it. You kind of like got an idea of what's going on. That means you need to get involved, okay? Get involved. I work with slates in my area, so you know different districts have different different formats and stuff. But for the election, I did not want to be on the front line. I want to be on the backside because I want to know what's happening in the back. I like to sit back and watch it come together. I like to observe the players, as they say, because, you know, when you're out there participating, you don't have time. But you have to pull back, like you say, and sit around quiet waters. But it's all important, and it all has effect on your immune. You cannot get stressed. You cannot get upset. You cannot really, you almost have to have a you-know-what attitude if you want to keep yourself healthy. Because of what's going on, you hear it. Like you have a lot of patience. You will sit back and you will listen, and then you'll think about it and you'll come out with it. Me, I'm looking at you while you're talking. I already got the answer, but I might not say nothing. Okay, I heard it the first two words that came out your mouth. I know where you're going, but I've learned how to just listen because it's very important to listen. Individuals, because if you're doing and you know everything and you're doing, that's bad on your immune too, because you worrying about all you doing is being competitive with everything you do. That will tear your immune system down. Am I right, Stephanie?
Yes, yes, you're right.
You know, you into everybody else's stuff. You're everybody's doing this and everybody's doing that. And wait a minute, what you doing? What are you doing? Okay, riding in everybody's wagon. Do you have a wheel on your wagon to start pointing down the road? Because when you're into everybody else's stuff and you're there for everybody else, do you have time to be there for yourself? That brings you down.
Yes. What you said, Miss Linda, you know, taking time to just breathe from the diaphragm, right? You know, breathing right now is going to be very important, especially, you know, when one of the effects from COVID is you're breathing, right? And it impairs your breathing.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, so at this time is, you know, practicing how to breathe from the diaphragm, you know, which is calm, it calms you, right? And if you can do your just kind of breathing every day, you know, once you get up in the morning before you start your, you know, your morning, you know, doing that deep breathing, getting your body to relax, right?
Okay.
And then you try the alternate nostril breathing from your nose, right? Your nostrils. And that deep is very useful for slowing down the nervous system.
Okay.
Okay. If you become anxious, have anxious thoughts, calms you down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you take your thumb and place it over one of your nostrils and inhale in through one of them, and then close it off and then exhale out on the opposite side, you know, and that would cleanse and calm down your nervous system.
Wow, you know, I didn't know that. That's breathing, block one side and inhale in and cover the other and exhale out the other. It's like a sinus clean, really.
Right.
You know, when you're doing that sinus cleansing, you know how it goes from one side to the other? When you're using the neti pot, I believe in the neti pot.
Yeah, the neti pot.
I believe in that, but this is the same thing. It's working the same way, but it could be an AM exercise is what I'm listening to here. An AM exercise of getting up to breathe, getting your breathing section, and then I have, you need to, well, with, I don't like to just get right up and stretch. I like to move around a little bit, and then I have my routine that I go through after that body heats up. And go through that in the morning and take it from there. But that nostril, that's a new one. Okay, so you got your deep breathing, your nostril breathing. Give us some more here.
Yeah, and then, you know, chill out with some music. In my office, I play me some jazz.
I love my jazz. Love it.
You know, something smooth, soothing, relaxing. You know, find some music that keeps you, you know, just chill out. You know, that's music therapy.
I got you.
You know, yeah. And then, you know, for those who are sheltered in, take this opportunity to declutter.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, moving it from one corner to the other corner, that's what's happening over here, but we tossing. But
Yeah, spring is coming up. It's time to, you know, declutter an area in your home and reflect on how you feel in that space afterwards.
Yes, very good. But, yep, very good.
Yeah, and then
very good.
Then you write down how it affects your physical, your emotional, your social, and your mental state. Right? So how do they make you feel? Then I want you to take a 3-hour break from social media. You know, sometimes we can get caught up, you know, listening to so much of the news negative right now, right?
Yes, it is.
You know,
don't look at it. Stop. Cut it off. You'll be so mad and crazy.
It's too much information at one time. Right?
And too much fearful, negative, downing, you know, downing is just downing, you know.
Yeah.
44,000 in 5 minutes. You know, okay, we know this is happening. My problem is I still can't figure out how all them people been close to touching hands and coughing and being, I can't figure it out, but I don't even try. Okay, I don't even want to hear it. I click, cut it off, go to a cartoon show. Okay, because if you listen, but I do like to listen to persons that have people come on from the different departments and speak about different things, but I do that on the radio. You know, I have a station and KPRK. I listen to that because they have some good topics that come on and, you know, kind of update. But if you stay in front of that tube, you'll be cross-eyed and crazy and mad at the world. But I'm going with you as we're looking. I know that you're wrapping us down, but I'm looking. It's more important to, once you clean that space out and move stuff around, you feel so much better in your surroundings, so much cleaner to take care of. So you're shifting. And with this weather like it is, if you know, you have your winter clothes and your summer clothes, but right now you have to keep them all together because, you know, from one day it's 80, the next day it's 40. So it's crazy. It's crazy. I keep a jacket. And when I go out, I wear things that I can come right back in and wash immediately. You know, so I have certain, I can put them in that soapy water and wash them if I'm outside. But once I come in, I wash and I wash me. So those things are not being in use because I got my little daily uniforms, I call them, okay? I'm getting ready to switch up, though. I need to get me some sexy joggers and stuff. So, you know, when I'm comfortable and relaxed, I can, like, show that body. Okay, yeah, we do that.
Oh yeah.
When I'm going to the store, I want to be cute, okay? But I have to be cute in the things that the joggers, you know, the relaxation boots. So I got to go out there and get a couple outfits. That's exciting to me. So when I go up to the 7-Eleven, I can feel real good, okay? But I can just come back in the house and throw them in that water, okay? So that's I'm on my tour to do that. And Stephanie, we're going down into our minutes. So you know you get me started. You know we could go for hours and hours, but I need you to wrap us up and give us some thought and let us know where we're coming in for next Tuesday. This is week two of 2021.
Yes. So as I was saying, so I left off saying take a 3-hour break from social media.
Yes.
We start a positive mantra that speaks to you.
Okay.
Listen to an inspiring podcast. Now, these are things that you can do for self-care. Write down 3 things that inspire you. Do some simple stretching, 5 minutes. That's either and it's good to do it in the morning and even at nighttime. What it does, it helps wind you down.
Okay, okay.
You know, even the nostril breathing and the deep breathing at night, it's helped you to just let go of all the stuff that you do through that day. All right?
Okay.
Then wake up early to watch the sunrise.
Right.
Then take 3 deep breaths. In for 4 and out for 6.
And 4.
You know, in for 4 and then out for 6.
Okay.
You're going to inhale it in and hold it for 4. And then exhale out, counting out for 6.
Okay.
Then you go, and as I said in the beginning, drink more water.
Okay.
Our body is made out of water. Drink more water. Put on some music you love and dance like no one is watching. Wear something that makes you feel confident. Do something creative that absorbs your attention.
Okay.
And this is for men and women. You can take a bubble bath with some nice candle and some nice soft music and just wind down for the day and just relax. Right? Then you can also call a friend who always makes you smile.
Okay.
And then last but not least, take 5 minutes and enjoy the view from your window. Now, you can sit there, enjoy what you see. Now, if you're not in a neighborhood that is not appealing to you, sit there and think that you're in Hawaii or another place or the atmosphere where you wish you were.
Mm-hmm. Put your backdrop up there.
Whatever it may be.
Yes.
Whatever it may be.
I got it.
Because so often, you know, we don't sit still. You know, and I can vouch for that myself.
Okay.
You know, we don't sit still enough to just be in the moment, just to be with self. Pandemic and not being able to go and move freely like we used to. We have more time on our hands now to be more creative, to do the things that, you know, that we put on our goal list to do. And then I always get pushed on the next year because we didn't really find time for that particular year to do that thing, right?
That's true.
Yeah. So, because I remember I put on my list because I am in the process of writing, you know, my next book on healing the heart of a man.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, and I've been getting pieces and pieces, but, you know, I have my goals. For okay, how I wanted to pan out and how I want to go. But when the pandemic hit, it's like, whoa, okay, things are shut down. You can't do this, you can't do that. It's like,
right.
Okay, so now, So now you have to find other avenues and other ways, more creative ways,
right,
to be able to finish the project that you say that you want to complete at a certain timeline.
That's where I am. Like, it what has happened, and I'm not going to hold it too long, but through the pandemic, you find out what your creative skills really are. Okay, when you have no one that can come and do it, or no one you can call on to come and do it, you learn how to do it yourself, and it's a good feeling. Okay.
Yeah, because I can say for myself during this time, I have learned more computer skills than ever. Find more creative ways of doing things.
Yes.
You know. And I think also I have always been a patient person.
Yes.
But I think I have even grown more, especially with the clientele that I work with, right? And during this pandemic, to see, you know, the things that they have to endure during this pandemic. Yeah,
and how they have to handle it, it gives you a better hook on it. On that, well, Stephanie, I don't want to interrupt, but we got to wind it down. What is our topic going to be next week so that I can post it out, and if I need to put any questions out there, I can?
Well, next week, what we're going to do, I'm going to start a whole new series on the seven chakras.
Ooh, yes, seven chakras. I'm like, yes, okay. That's a good one. That's a good one, because whenever I hear chakra, I don't know why. Why? They're all important. But whenever I hear the seven chakras, I always reflect on that crown chakra. This is going to make me do some research on my chakras, because whenever I hear the word chakra, I always say crown. It takes me right there. I don't know why, but we'll talk about it. That's going to be a good one. That will be a good one. Well, Stephanie, I don't want to cut you off. You know, we can go hours and hours and hours, and we're going to extend it. I'm revamping. I'm looking for a youth out there to come and run a host for me. You know, I'm going to bring some hip-hop up in here for my babies, but I want the babies to run it. So I got to get that youth that can come up in here and do what I need to do. You know, I like to grab them at 8, okay? So if you have anyone in mind or you know of someone, let me know. Because I'm going to put the call out there, and it's going to be, they going to do their own programming, okay? But I am getting the music in for them, you know, so that we'll have that. You know, we old school here, but we mix it up all kind of ways because the music is in the method. So on that note, listeners, you've been listening to Stephanie Haynes with self-care during COVID-19. And the most important thing that stuck with me is get up in the morning and do that deep breathing, and the nostrils. Before I lie down tonight, I will be going through my exercises. Stephanie, we love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you so much for caring and sharing with us here on Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. And I'll be speaking with you, okay?
All right, have a great evening.
Thank you, and self-care, everybody. Self-care. Take care of yourself. It starts with you. Stephanie, have a great evening. Okay?
And you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Sharing care. Yeah. Ooh.
Breaking
up.
Sharing care with love all through the land. We educate. Communicate and collaborate.
They want
to give, showing others how to live.